Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Sperra. John Brinkley, the biggest medical quack. Desiring to become a physician, but unable to afford medical school, John Brinkley, born in 1885 to a modest North Carolina family, decided to buy a degree outright. With no skills whatsoever, he was now allowed to practice in Kansas, Arkansas, and Missouri. Obviously, this could only spell disaster. John Brinkley began his medical career by crisscrossing the American countryside, where, at the beginning of the 20th century, it was easy for him to deceive those who came to consult him. He then joined forces with another charlatan. Together, they founded a clinic and sold injections that were really just colored distilled water. After discovery and a stint in jail, Brinkley moved to Kansas and was hired as a slaughterhouse doctor in 1917. There, he was captivated by the sexual vigor of goats. All that was missing was an opportunity to make his career really take off. A farmer with a low libido accepted the idea of an injection of goat testicles and was very satisfied by the result, probably because of the placebo effect. John Brinkley obtained more and more patients through word of mouth. Most importantly, he charged $750 for the operation, which is over $9,000 today. When the first farmer became the father of a healthy baby boy, Brinkley became a local celebrity. Since he never removed the patient's gonads, but simply added the animal's attributes, his operations had no physiological effect on the patients. But Brinkley owed his notoriety above all to himself. He was a very good communicator, exploiting the new technology of radio to publicize his product. He even created his own radio station, which, between two country songs, broadcast his commercials. Going a step further, he started organizing live radio consultations, which often resulted in the sale of medicines. Thanks to his success, he even opened a laboratory and produced medicines. Totally fake, of course. The more time passes, the more the scientific community is offended and denounces Brinkley. But John is rich, and he's moved to Los Angeles. When a newspaper publicly attacks him, he sues for defamation. During the trial, many patients come to support him, claiming all the good that Dr. Brinkley's operations have done. Unfortunately for Dr. Brinkley, his opponents reveal that his diplomas are worthless and that he has signed dozens of death certificates of patients who had died because of his operations. He is now disqualified, forbidden from practicing medicine, and forced to pay a colossal fine. But the charlatan does not stop there. After fleeing to Mexico, he creates a new radio station, which broadcasts over the American border. He sets up a clinic in Kansas and hires surgeons to operate on his behalf. He even tries to get elected governor in order to grant himself the right to practice medicine, but he fails, despite his promise to open clinics that would treat all the patients in the state for free. As the years go by, his business schemes fail, and John Brinkley's health declines. He dies in 1942, ruined, but with the transplantation of 5,000 pairs of goat testicles to his credit. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.